Welcome back to Whispers from the Void. I am one half of your gracious hosts, Evan.
And I am the other half of your gracious hosts, Phil, Divitas Party Intimates. Thanks for tuning in, folks!
I gotta come up with a longer title.
Yeah, you should.
Derby test 40 to say, you know, I gotta challenge your two speeds, man. I don't know if you got two speeds anymore.
Do I have two speeds? Yeah. I don't have gym.
I don't know. I feel like to keep that title, you have to participate in
I have to do an activity two speed.
Every like 6 months.
Every 6 months, is it like a fucking like
twice a
car
year,
license?
You have to
like,
prove. Yeah, you have to prove that you can still do it.
Dude, I can still do it. I just don't have like the fucking spirit with me or the fucking cocktail with me. I need. Oh, you know what? You know what? Okay, I know how to do a de vitesse. Wait me up. I have something for you. Just before I get this delicious brew, I know what to do.
Oh, cool. Yes, so for those that don't know, Phil received that Derby test two speeds. God, that was like 3 years ago now. It was the Vox and Hops. It was a first party, I believe. And he was with some of the crew, our friends and stuff. And then he had a beer and a cocktail in either hand. And so they were calling him two speeds. Or two speed.
Unfortunately, I don't have a cocktail. That sucks a little bit. But I have a two speed with a microbrew and a not microbrew. A Cheval Blanc from Brasserie RG and Avant-Garde. Tout est chill. Everything is chill, man. Everything is chill.
Everything's dandy.
Everything's dandy. So, yeah. As he probably said, a deux vitesse, two speeds in English. Wait, where's my bottle opener? Fuck, where is it? But yeah, two speeds, like you said, cocktail and beer, but I don't have a cocktail, so we'll do with the two beers. Sucks, but hey, life sucks. Life is not like what you want. Life is not what you need. Life doesn't care about you. And that's it.
Yes.
Like my friend said, so I know I will not pass my test. I will not pass my license to be de vitesse, but here we go. Not bad.
So what, like, how do you like, you gotta finish him?
Yeah, how are you gonna finish? You can do it. Nani, just think, like, what, like, I don't even
anyone can like, do that anyone
I don't
can.
Have a big mouth.
anyone can mix them like that, you know, but you gotta like chug them. We used to do this, play these games to get hammered,
but not chug it.
Yeah, you gotta chug it.
No, yeah. We never done that. It wasn't in the contract, Evan. Not in the contract. It's not written.
Bro, you're tapped, dog. Yeah, I'm telling you. We did this game, Mario Kart.
Okay.
And we would play Mario Kart on the Switch. And the idea was that you had to drink a beer, but you couldn't drink and drive.
Oh,
so you had to finish the beer before you finish the race.
Oh my god.
So we used to basically crush a drink. And we did other things where like we had to make other people's drinks.
Oh shit.
it couldn't be anything disgusting, but like we had to make something. And so basically you'd have to sit there, crush it, and then try to win the race. Or at least beat whoever you had to beat. And
oh my god.
We did another version of it where it was like you had to finish the race, but you also had to like drink as many beers as you could.
Yeah. God damn, dude.
I used to Saturday nights I'd get a 30 and then I'd be buying another 30 before I go out. I'd be like, fucking, if you just crush them, dude.
Oh, dude.
Just hard. My beer is Massive Haze, Wachusett Brewing.
Ooh, Wachusett. I love Wachusett. It's pretty good.
6.6. Massive haze.
Well, I already presented this because like I still have to finish my two speeds. I have to finish it until the end of the episode and maybe begin another beer. So let's start.
Well, why two speeds? Why not just two drinks? Or double fisting.
Double fisting. Well, my ass is not wide open like this.
No, but that's what having two drinks is. It's double fisting.
Yeah, that's your definition.
Yeah, you gotta be double fisted, dude.
I have like to just like. You have to suck it hard.
Gimme a man after midnight.
Gimme a beer after midnight.
Nah, dude, final call. Closing time.
Closing time at midnight?
It was closing time, midnight.
No, closing time is like fucking... what is that? No. Never mind. But I mean, yeah, so I'm drinking Cheval Blanc from Brasserie. It's not even like a microbrew. It's a big company in Quebec. Like, it's pretty good. I like it. And
you can
Tout est chill by Avant-Garde, which is a hoppy sour beer. So yeah. Deux vitesses.
Watch that scene. The dancing queen.
Dude, I've discovered a song of ABBA. I was like, yo, I've never heard that song before. Like, I heard that like on a compilation, like a top 10 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure on YouTube. And I was like, okay, what the fuck?
Did you actually type that into YouTube, or was that the YouTube rabbit hole?
It was like just recommended by YouTube.
So what did you type in to get that?
Well, I just listened to too much JoJo's.
JoJo's got a good soundtrack, does it?
Oh, dude. Such a good soundtrack. If you haven't heard JoJo Bizarre Adventure, fuck. You're just missing something out.
I feel like we watch different anime.
Like right now, I'm watching Bungo Stray Dogs. I don't know if you know it. If you know that anime, Bungo Stray Dogs.
No.
It's like, it's talking about like a detective agency, but like those people in the detective agency have powers. But, like, it's powers, like, I don't know, one guy that can, like, nullify the power of the others. One guy that just, like, he got a fucking, like, book and just write in the book what he wants and he gets it. But it's everything that he can see around him or what he can remember. So, like, if he knows, like, oh, I want a grenade, and he just got a grenade.
That seems like an OP kind of power.
It's pretty cool, but like there's powers in that. Like there's a character in Bungo. This guy is like, yo, my power is like, I'm a rich guy. So if I say, oh, I will spend like half a million, like I can have half a million, the power of myself times half a million. So like I'm saying, oh, I'm spending $500,000. So I get like half a million times my power I have. So it's like the rich guy power. It's called the Great Fitzgerald. Because like in that series, they're like, yo, we'll just use like other author from like great book author. Like there is a character called Lovecraft. There's a character called John Steinbeck. But like most of them, because Japan is like a Japanese author, but there is some English author and American author.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, he is in that series. He is in that series. And honestly, the character is not like very important, but it's pretty interesting because he's like, he's not a detective.
They're like,
he's like an author of novel. He's a novel author. So it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. I like that anime. Bungo Stray Dogs, go check it out. It's fucking cool.
And the last one I watched that I really liked was Castlevania.
Castlevania? I haven't watched like in its entirety. Like, I don't know. I was a little bit like, yeah, okay. I know Castlevania. I know the video game, but I'm just like not as
nothing attached. Like the video game.
Yeah. Like I saw the first season. And it was good, but I wasn't like feeling to see it again, like see the rest. I don't know why. Grab me.
I watched that new
what was it?
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer? You watched that?
I did, yeah. You don't like it? Is it the young boy whose nose is stronger than everyone else's just throws you off?
For me, it's like, oh, it's My Hero Academia, but it's not My Hero Academia. Like, I don't know. I just didn't fell in love. Like even I saw the first like episode, emotions? I was like, eh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
But
it just, I don't know.
But writers do it for you.
I don't know. Bungo Stray Dogs. You know what? Bungo Stray Dogs, I saw the first episode like a while ago and I was not impressed at all. But recently I saw manga.
How about this? What's your favorite anime?
Shit, I have like a top three of my favorite anime.
You gotta pick one.
Pick one? Fuck. Because I'm hesitating between two. I hesitate between JoJo's and Cowboy Bebop because the music in Cowboy Bebop is fucking awesome.
If you have a good soundtrack, Phil's got you. He's got your back.
Yeah, but like the character in Cowboy Bebop, if you've never seen Cowboy Bebop,
I've
like,
seen Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, I love Cowboy Bebop.
I do too. I love it. Yeah.
You know what,
Cowboy Bebop? Did you watch the live action when it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
I felt dirty.
I was actually pumped to see that.
Pumped to see it.
I rewatched him. Yeah.
And they had some good ideas, but for me it wasn't enough to be like,
I didn't
oh,
like,
this is good.
I didn't like the characters.
The characters were wrong a little bit. And I was like, Jet Black having a family? What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't like any of that.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? And just at the end, Ed coming from nowhere. I'm like, okay, you wanted just to put a second season, but you just so wrong and you suck. You cannot have a fucking second season. You're not good.
That's the problem with the live actions, though.
And the thing is,
they keep fucking them up.
Yeah, and Netflix too. I don't know why, but Netflix, when they are adapting something from a manga, I don't know why they always fuck this up. I don't understand how they can, like, I just don't. Ugh. It's just pissing me off when I see something on Netflix and I'm like, they are doing, adaptation. I just hope they don't do a JoJo adaptation.
You know they are. You know they are.
Not Netflix. I know there's a live action of JoJo's based on Diamond is Unbreakable. But it wasn't Netflix that made it. It was like another Japanese studio. And the problem is with adaptation from Japan, live action adaptation, it's so like a cosplay movie. It's just a cosplay movie. It's just actors that disguise themselves. Yeah, it's cheesy. It doesn't like match the original thing. I'm just like, doesn't work. I don't like it. But yeah. But yeah, it just like, and yeah, my favorite anime, like, it sucks because I fucking love JoJo, but Cowboy Bebop. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Bebop, it just like marked me so hard. It's just so good. But second is JoJo.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's third? Just cause. Fuck it.
I had it like somewhere. Third. Fuck. Oh, yeah. You'll laugh, but I don't know if you'll laugh. Naruto. I mean, yes, they're fucking it up with fucking Boruto, but Naruto, mostly Shippuden, I'm like, oh, interesting. Like, it's long. It's a fucking long series. But damn, like, there's some good moments in it. There's some good character development in that. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And the universe is pretty cool, too. So, yeah, I like my Naruto. Yeah, like.
All right.
That's me.
I'm not going to judge you.
What is your favorite anime? Come on.
Mine was Bleach.
I've never seen Bleach.
Bleach, and then probably Bebop, and then Hunter.
I will have to see Bleach and Hunter, because everyone is talking about Hunter, and I'm like, really, yo, good. I need to see
really,
it.
Really good.
I think it will never end also. It's a manga that will never end.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, he's sick or something, like the other is sick. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna ruin it for everybody, but if you wanted to watch it or whatever. But yeah. There's a part that kinda is like leaves some gray area a little bit, but Berserk. I like
Berserk. Oh, Berserk.
Love Berserk. Berserk
is great.
The manga is better, but the anime is good. I thought it was fine.
You know? I want
Berserk
to,
is
I have to read legit. The manga. I have to read the manga.
The manga of Berserk, it's one of those, it's like not often. There's some where, like, I mean, some people are probably like this all the time, where they're like, oh, the manga's better all the time. But fucking, like, for most of them, the anime is just as good, you know? It's, like, just as good. Berserk is one of those where, like, I think the anime's fine, but the manga is just so, it just blows it so far out of the water. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it always depends on what anime you're talking about. Are you talking about the old anime, the first anime adaptation, or the new one in 3D?
The first one.
Yeah, the first one for sure. It's like it's in from another time. Like, it's like talking about like Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, like the fucking adaptation is fucking old, but it's fucking a classic. But honestly, yeah. I love Dragon Ball in manga. That's my own preference.
I was never big. I had my cousins were huge in the Dragon Ball Z. I wasn't.
It's the first manga that I read.
I will say that Dragon Ball Z and Bleach have a lot of parallels. Mm. They're pretty much like, you know, there's a ton of parallels in those.
I mean,
as far as like how it's structured and, you know, how things happen and whatnot, like they're very, yeah.
I mean, both of them are shonen, I think. So it's very like, it can, yeah. Like shonen are so like, it's so resembling from one shonen to another shonen. Like it's incredible sometimes. It's just like, it's the same fucking thing. But what makes the difference between a bad shonen and a good shonen is the character development, it's the universe, it's all of it. Like, this makes the difference between a bad and a good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about that, and I was like, I was just remembering, like in Bungo Stray Dogs, there is a character that just loves suicide.
He just loves suicide, like his own, or like,
like he want to suicide himself, but
let's put that in context so we understand. He wants to die.
He wants to die,
and yeah. He wants to be the one who does it.
But the thing is, he doesn't want to suffer.
I mean, there's ways around that.
Ways, and like the guy in the fucking anime and manga got a book about like 50 ways to suicide yourself. Okay, so 50. Like he tries all the fucking ways, and there's one way he's like in a barrel, all barrel, and he's like just like folded in two. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm a bear now.
Holy shit.
Phil's trying to tell me a story. I'm just fucking around with the video effects that Zoom has given you. You can literally sit here and just do this, and people just have to accept that I identify as a bear.
Okay, no problem. Nah. You are a bear now. But anyway, he's just folding himself like a barrel, or an old barrel, and he's like, he's suffering, is like, help, I need help, please, help me. And I'm like, dude, you wanted to kill yourself first. And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to suffer. And like, his dream is to make a double suicide with the prettiest woman.
Is this Edgar Allan Poe that you're talking about? Like, that sounds fucked up.
No, it's not even Edgar Allan Poe. It's like the what's the name of the guy? Daisai? I think that's Daisai. Kill
himself with fucking.
Yeah, he just wants to kill himself.
Just wants to kill himself. Wow, his life must really suck.
Yeah, his life can suck. That's the thing. I want to do like you and just change my thing, but how do you do it?
More people listen anyway.
Is there people listening?
The next time we do a an interview.
Oh, this. I'm a cat.
Yeah.
And I'm a dog. I'm a dog. Yeah.
You could only be so many things.
I'm a dog.
You can create one? Oh, wow. Here we go.
Oh, you can create one? What?
Here we go, baby.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Holy shit. Oh, shit.
I'll just create myself and fucking.
Me too. I would create myself.
All right. Let's see how this goes. This is gonna be so bad, man.
Can I have a beard? I want to have a beard. No, I don't have that hair. What the fuck is that? I don't want the locks. curly. I want some curly wavy. No.
This is great podcasting right here.
Yeah.
We're so into this.
We don't fucking care about it. That's but it's cool. And we are sorry for the people that listen to us in audio format. We are sorry if we are very silent. We are creating our avatar. Not for the movie, because the movie is not that great.
Oh, you don't like The Way of Water?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know if I can say if I don't like it. I just like the hype is just too big.
Too much.
Yeah. Just so what, too much
you're
hype.
You're trying to say that's not worth it's not worth the money. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Like, I've never seen holy shit, Evan. Oh my god.
Alright. I did it.
Like this. I don't I want a mouth. Please give me a mouth.
You don't get a mouth.
I want a mouth. Not fucking this. Oh, a beard. I want a beard. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Oh. Oh yes, sweet Jesus. I need a hat.
If only they could put beer as a background.
Yeah. Beers?
Beard. Or, yeah, beard. Beers. Beers. Beers as a background.
This. Oh, this is better. Yeah. Can I have, like, a fucking...
No. No fucking. While we're podcasting.
No fucking. Oh, this... I bro. Just wanted to have like a plaid. Oh, this. Is there something cool? Not this. This. No, not cool. Not cool. This.
This
looks okay. No, it's not this. I'll take this one. Fuck it. And this. Hello.
Yep. This is us.
This is us. Yay. I think what I'll do is like for the thumbnail, we'll use this.
We'll use these. I like it. I like it. This is our metaverse selves.
The men of ourselves.
Yeah. This is just ridiculous. Could you imagine like doing a professional meeting and just fucking your face shows up? They're just like, what's going on? And like, nothing. What's going on with you?
Nothing is going on with us. What are you talking about?
Dude. Yeah, I'm vacationing.
I'm in the grass. I'm with Devin Townsend.
Of course you will.
Oh, Devin Townsend behind. Can I just...
The worm face.
Ooh, Devin Townsend. Wow, he's like so impressed by my avatar and just eating my hair. Oh, purple. I'll take this one.
The avatars are in beta. So, just say no. I don't know, Phil, do you see any good fucking shows? We didn't really prepare for this.
We are not prepared by this. What is that?
We gotta start having guests again. Metal-minded? Why do you have a metal-minded fucking... You trying to say something?
Maybe.
You trying to say something, are you?
I want bacon.
Overdose of bacon?
Oh. I don't know. Ooh, this. This is great. This is my background now.
That's the one.
That's perfect.
Yes. I like that.
This is great. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
His face. I always
wonder if Matt listens to us the way we listen to him.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think so. Things happen.
But he's also a very busy man.
He's fucking busy. And I'm helping him with his busyness. So.
Oh, so you're making him even more busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, I want to have my face and I want to drink and see myself drink because I love to see myself.
Oh. Do I have a fucking anime for you then?
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you have an anime for me?
No. There's that, I mean, do you ever see that, that aggressive, Gretsuto something?
Oh, Aggretsuko.
Yeah.
I saw the first season. The fucking
death metal.
I saw the first season, but not the second. And the second I was like, oh, the mom of Aggretsuko want her to meet a guy. Because she wants like, oh, I want to be grandma. I don't want you to be like fucking old and ugly and no fucking boyfriend and husband.
How wonderful. What
the fuck. It's just like fucking Japan at its paroxysm. Just like Japan at its best. Ooh, you're here.
I am.
You're in vacation.
I am. I'm on vacation. Fuck this.
And I'm in Matt's universe.
Matt's universe. You're inside Matt.
I'm inside Matt. That's like inside his head what he looks like.
Yeah.
True. So, have you seen shows recently?
So, there's supposed to be a show coming up. Sentient Horror has a show coming up. New band. Okay. I think I talked about this before, but I think there's a new band, Gates to Hell, that just signed with Maggot Stop. They're coming to town.
Ooh.
I don't know when. I think it's this month too. And the next actual show I have a ticket for is Dead Congregation.
Oh yeah, Dead Congregation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, I heard that Halo Effect is doing like a tour, a North American tour.
Really?
And they are coming in Quebec. And guess who is opening the fucking show?
Fracturous.
High Command.
Oh.
And I'm like, I want to go. But there is a little problem that I have to deal right now.
That's such a weird mix. High Command is very like thrash.
It's trashy. It's like, it's not the style of Halo Effect. But right now, because of COVID, like, there's bands that just, like, doesn't mix together. And they're just doing a tour.
I mean, dude, I think that High Command album of the year material. Like, that thing is Eclipse of the Dual Moons. Whew.
Mm. Whew. Yeah.
That fucking record slaps.
Yeah, but Eclipse of Dual Moon was out in 2022. In 2023.
It came out January 3rd, 2023. Yeah, it did.
And why on YouTube it says 2022 and on other platforms it says 2022?
Oh, maybe I added it then. Oh, hold on a second. That might be my fuck up. I was looking at the wrong date. I looked at what I added.
It was out in fucking November. I'm on their Bandcamp right now.
Oh, maybe they're wrong. Yeah, November 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
That's when I put it in the playlist.
you already said it was 2023 and you believed it.
I did. That fucks me up.
I mean, it happens sometimes.
I mean, Beyond the Wall of Desolation. If that's not one of your favorite records ever, then fuck you.
Beyond the Wall of Desolation from High Command?
High Command, yeah.
I have to listen to it. I've listened to Eclipse of Dual Moon. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Not my favorite album, but it was pretty good.
Oh, dude. Not your favorite album? What, you just like not like fun? you just fucking make pictures of Matt and Devin Townsend. You just don't like fun?
God damn. You're hard with me, Evan. You're hard with me. I'm trying so hard for you just to please you.
Well, you're doing a terrible job.
Let me fucking drown in my drinking, okay?
Malignant Altar and Gosudar did a split.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
I have to listen.
Fossilization is going on tour.
Where? And when?
Europe. They have a European tour.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. But guess who they're touring with?
Who? Oh. Fuck.
It's actually stacked. It's two bands.
Two bands?
It's just two bands. It's just Fossilization and another band.
Wait,
assault on the senses is what it is.
What is the band?
Altars.
Altars?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a fucking assault.
Yeah, that's a fucking assault.
That's an assault.
Fuck yes.
You listen to fucking all of Fossilization and then Altars. Fuck. You're dead. You don't even make it.
you don't even make it
to the end of the show.
You are dead.
Oh, now, could you imagine if what would be really cool is if they did How Primitive Man and Full of Hell are touring right now?
Yeah.
If it was Primitive Man, Full of Hell, and then they did Altars and Fossilization.
Oh damn, that would be so fun.
I think people would, you want to talk about killing yourself, I think people would have to at the end of that, because like you're never going to see anything better.
Honestly, Primitive Man and Full of Hell,
if you make it out of that show alive, your body is just going to crumble outside.
The split from Full of Hell and Primitive Man, like, it's good. But honestly, I understand anything. I didn't understand anything.
That's the point.
It's just so noisy. It's and so hell. Doomy. It's so fucking intense.
It's just.
But weird. I cannot say it's bad.
It's not. It's just.
Because it's fucking good, but it's not
assault,
like.
It's an assault on the senses, dude.
Yeah, it's just assaulting me. It's just so intense. Wow. God damn.
I know, dog.
Damn.
That's scary. That's fucking scary.
I'm scared, Daddy.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
Oh, you're gonna be after this. You're going to be after this.
Well, I don't know, man. That's all I got. That's all she wrote, brother.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Oh my god.
We wrote nothing. I think it was the worst episode ever.
it is by far. But hey, you know what? We had filters. Look, I got this corgi now.
Oh, you got a corgi.
I had this fucking dog, though.
Do I have like dog? Hey, dog. What's up, dog? Yeah. Hey, look at me. I'm a fucking, like, not the red nose reindeer. Look at me. Now I am a cyclop.
Mike Wazowski. That look suits you.
I am Zorro.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm John Lennon.
Dude, you're like John Lennon if he actually didn't die.
I am a guy that listens to Spy Kid 3D for the first time
watches
in the cinema.
Spy Kid 3D?
Yeah.
Or do you just listen to the soundtrack? Because that's how
I'm listening. That's because how fucking I, because are. I'm fucking blind with those fucking, like, with this on my face, I'm blind.
Oh my god.
I don't see anything. Now I got a hat. And I got another hat.
Well, let's save.
Bonjour to the monde. I got the baguette.
Let's save everybody from this total embarrassment
nonsense
episode
and bullshit. because that's what it is. Oh, I'm in the cinema. But that's not the thing that people want to see. That's the people want to just hear what we have to say about our shout outs. Like this episode, it looks like we are stoned. So I'm listening right now to Stone Jesus, the new album of Stone Jesus. Stone Jesus. And it's called Father Light. And I just discovered that band this week. I saw that on YouTube Music. I was like, yo, Jesus is stone. I like this. And honestly, the album is fucking good. Like, it's very good. Very good stuff. I don't even know the band. I'm just like, I saw Stone Jesus. I was like, oh, man, let's listen to that. And it's great. Stoner rock. It's great stoner rock. It's so good. It's stoner rock mixed with psychedelic rock a little bit. It's fucking great. Go listen to that. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Stone Jesus.
Word. I have, I don't know if I've done this yet. Elder, Innate Passage. Have I done Elder yet?
I don't know if you did that, but that album is fucking great.
I know. Elder and Innate Passage, yeah.
It was out last year.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes. Yeah, very much. I've been addicted to it for a little while, a couple months now. And very good. Very good stuff.
A good Elder album is Omens. Isn't Omens the album before Innate Passage, I think? I think it's Omens. Omens, I really liked Omens.
Omens, yep. Omens came out in 2020.
Yeah, Omens was good. But Innate Passage is pretty good too. I like it. You're really into the fucking, like, doom metal.
Yeah, dude. I just... Do you want to talk about... You know, your character that says he wants to die, like, no. Wanting to die is listening to doom metal and then just visualizing it. Letting it come to you.
Let it, like...
Let it engulf you.
Impregnate. You're impregnating yourself with
fucking
death.
You need all of that essence. You need to live in it.
You have to get pregnant.
You can't just be... You can't just, like... You need to live in existential doom. You can't just... You can't just say you have it. You have to embrace it. You have to embrace it like a warm hug. A waterfall. Wow.
You have to embrace death like a warm hug. I think that's a thing I will do. Like, when I will die on my deathbed... I will just like before dying, I would ask someone, hug me. So I would hug death.
Yeah.
And after for that, sure. I want to be incinerated and I want to grow up as a tree.
Do you really?
Yeah. I want my cinders to be a tree.
I want to become a lord of cinders.
The lord of cinders.
Dark Souls 3 reference.
I've never played Dark Souls.
Do you value your time and life?
I value my life because I have to edit fucking tree reviews.
Yeah, I know. We have some reviews coming out.
Well,
we did reviews. We're back on that train.
There's two reviews that we did, and I released the review last Thursday, which is today because now we are filming. But yeah, I released the Periphery 5 review, and it's out. The album Periphery. Is fucking great. And go listen to it, people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is the end of our shitty episode.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad. It's just like, I don't know how I will call it. Avatars of the Void.
Sure. I mean, you know, yeah, two special boys. That's what you call it.
Two special voids.
Two special boys.
Boys from the void.
Because it's not really an episode. It's just us making an appearance.
Two special boys in the void.
Two special boys. That's us, baby.
It's two special boys in the void. Two special boys in the void. Repeat after me. Two special boys in the void.
Yes.
That's what it is. But yeah. I think this is conclusion.
Bye-bye. It's been Whispers from the Void. I'm Captain Welch.
And I'm Phil. And see you on the next one. We'll try to have guests next time.
I'm going to be Derby Test next time.
You're going to be David Dennis. You cannot be me. Fuck you.